A new survey by the National Association of Home Builders found that rising wholesale prices of materials like wood and cement are adding $5,000 to $7,000 to the cost of an average new home. Prices are going up because of increased demand in this country and abroad. Exporters like Canada are sending more products to China, which is experiencing a building boom. The president of the Brown County Home Builders Association is Rob Ripley. He began seeing increasing prices in his own contracting business about 3 years ago. Then, Ripley says a section of plywood sheeting ran about $5. It's now $15. And Ripley says people are waiting longer for concrete deliveries.
It won't be unheard of for somebody to pay $5,000 to $10,000 more to have their home built and then still have to wait for some of the products. They may not get their home done on time because somebody can't get something, can't get cement board. You know, there could be reasons why, you know, legitimate reasons why their house isn't going to get done on time.
A Marquette University economics professor says a ready supply of new homes increases the housing supply in general and keeps existing houses moderately priced. David Clark also does analysis work for the Wisconsin Realtors Association. In the grand scheme of things, he says an extra $5,000 or $10,000 isn't much, considering a new home can cost several $100,000. Given the options, Clark says most people opt to swallow the increased expenses.
They have a choice to make. That is, do I wait a while to get into that, to build that new home? Do I build a smaller home?
Clark says mortgage rates are still pretty attractive at roughly 6%, so paying the extra money spread out over 30 years isn't seen as a budget breaker, but homeowners will probably try to save money on extras.
Perhaps they don't do as aggressive a landscaping job, or perhaps they don't immediately finish the basement.
The recent run-up in construction prices apparently hasn't dampened Wisconsin homeowners' willingness to build. A report released last week by the Revenue Department showed the state's collective taxable property values shot up by $30 billion last year. About $10 billion of that is in new construction. And Rob Ripley of the Brown County Home Builders Association doesn't think the higher prices will be permanent. He says manufacturers are
already ramping up production to meet demand. In the meantime, though, his group's members are trying to cover their profit margins by writing escalation clauses into their bids. Ripley says they're effectively telling potential customers that bid amounts will fluctuate depending on the cost of materials.
Because otherwise, somebody's got to eat those increases. I think in years past, people put bids out and left the bid out there for 3-4 months because the prices didn't change and it didn't matter. Where now somebody may get a bid and you may have to sign it immediately just to lock in your prices.
Ripley